This call is being recorded.
So I want to say good evening, everybody. Thank you for being on the call with me this evening. This is what my agenda looks like. I want to do some announcements, and then I'm going to do some statistics from Health Canada. And then we want to move into discussing particularly the five pillars, but also in terms of oral chelation and what Lawrence Smith said about oral chelation, what Carol Nelson said about oral chelation. And it will kind of go in that aspect, and then we'll have some Q&A time as well. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call. And I'm going to start off with announcements. Here's what I want to say. I'm working on getting a new Taffy team off the ground. And so if you know of somebody who would like to do that course, Taking Action for Your Health, which is 20 minutes every morning, 5 days a week for 2 months until the 35 sessions have all been completed, please let me know. Then I want to announce Vivian O'Neill's appearance. She's being sponsored as a speaker by Nature Sunshine Products of Canada. And on the January 22nd, she'll be in Winnipeg. On the 23rd, she is here in Kelowna. And I want to thank everybody who has registered so far. For Kelowna, we have about 65 registrations. On the 24th, she's in St. Albert, and on the 25th in Red Deer, Alberta. So I thank you, Valerie, for giving me this information so I could put this out as an announcement. I now want to move into some statistics that I printed off from Health Canada. So here we go. A crude estimate of the Canadian prevalence of H. pylori bacteria is 8 to 10 million people right here in Canada. Canada has one of the highest incidence and prevalent rates of inflammatory bowel disease in the world. This is Canada. Indirect costs associated with IBD, or also known as inflammatory bowel disease, the total is in excess of $1 billion, with the main contributor being long-term work loss. Sick leave and absenteeism attributes to inflammatory bowel disease cost the Canadian economy $104 million per year. Infection with bacteria, H. pylori, which causes ulcer, increases the risk for stomach cancer by as much as 6 to 1 in 20 stomach ulcer cases. Only 1 in 5 stomach cancer patients will survive longer than 5 years. And we do have a stomach cancer success story that I'm very proud of. In 2013, almost 2 million people, 12 years and over, were diagnosed with diabetes. Every 7 minutes in Canada, someone dies from heart disease or stroke. 70,000 heart attacks each year in Canada, according to the Heart Disease and Stroke Association, and that costs the Canadian economy about $20 million. In 2014, here's an estimate that 97,000 men were diagnosed with cancer and 94,000 women were diagnosed with cancer. 2 out of 5 Canadians are expected to develop cancer during their lifetime, and I think recently that's gone up. 20% of Canadians will experience a mental illness in their lifetime. Suicide accounts for 24% of all deaths 15 to 24 years old. 2013, almost 5 million people had arthritis in Canada. Yeast infection is common among women using oral conception. Each year, 30,000 Canadians die of diseases of the digestive orders. We are now brought to the question, why? Why is our society inundated with diseases, heart problems, cancers, and so on? In my mind, it happens because we don't understand the miraculous workings of our human body. Driven by fear, we are led to the doctor's office for a diagnosis, a drug, and a vaccination. So I'm going to quote Dr. Horowitz. Fear sells drugs and vaccines. And the hypocrisy is glaring in people internationally denouncing foods made from GMOs, yet promoting vaccines, all of which are made from GMOs and chemical toxins injected directly into humanity's bloodstream. This is insane. End of quote. God made our bodies to be miraculous working vehicles on this earth, and it's expected that we look after our bodies, that we fuel them, and that we should refrain from non-fuel substances, that we cleanse the interior workings of our bodies so these bodies can serve us well. However, we do need the education. We can follow the simple laws of nature, so we can respect these bodies and cleanse them and nourish them and express gratitude to them and keep them in top working order so they can effectively serve and help us complete this mission or the missions that we have been designed to do on this earth. And in these reported stats, I want all of us to be aware that all of these diagnosed disorders that I've mentioned, the irritable bowel or inflammatory bowel disorders, the ulcers, the H. pylori bacteria, heart disease, cancers, mental illness, digestive disorders, and so on, they point to four root causes. Now, I'm getting an echo feedback in the background, so I'm not sure where it's coming from. Don't know if you could mute out or if you could do something to alleviate this echoing problem that I'm having at my end.
What's the mute?
Maybe start mute. Thank you. So, again, all of these diagnosed disorders point to four root causes. A nutritional deficiency that causes injury. Inflammation that's caused by toxic overload. Elimination channels that are blocked from the toxic overload. The kidneys may be blocked, the bowels are blocked, the lungs are blocked. And whenever there is a toxic overload, that is when infection happens and the blood circulation is slow, clogged up by toxins, and the body temperature has dropped to below 37 degrees Celsius. Okay, I'm still getting a feedback. I don't know if somebody is using, I don't know what the problem is, but I'm still getting this echo. Here we go. Whoever did whatever, I appreciate it. Oh, no. And here we go again. I hear that feedback. Okay. I can still hear the feedback as I am talking. So is there a mute button that you could possibly press maybe or something like that? Maybe it's a cell phone. I'm not sure. I'm still hearing it. Okay. Now, if you know the basic principles to all disease conditions, and I call them injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation, if you understand them, then you can take action and you can address them. How can you treat your own disease condition if you do not know that it starts from an injury, or you do not know where the poisons are coming from that cause the inflammation? How can you treat your own cancer if you do not know that it starts from an injury and progresses to a fungal infection when the oxygen levels to that injured area are blocked by inflammation caused by toxic poisons? Injury can only be addressed by fueling the body. This simple concept means putting into your body proven nutritional fuel sources, which you cannot find in today's grocery stores. So I want to relate to you Wes's story. In 2003, Wes overcame his own cancer by doing the PAPA program using Nature Sunshine superfoods, herbal combinations, and PAPA. Then he turned to a Vitamix and grocery store-bought vegetables. And that was okay for a year or two. Then the phone call came in with the voice of, quote, "My lump has come back." All I said was, "Wes, get back on those superfood smoothies from Nature Sunshine." And he did. The lump was gone within about 3 weeks. So this is what I want to say about vegetable juicing. Number one, you really do not know the nutritional value of the foods from the grocery store bought vegetables and fruits. With Nature Sunshine, every plant, every superfood is tested to ensure the nutrient value is high and therapeutic. None of your grocery store-bought vegetables are tested for nutritional energy. Number two, it is really quite expensive to rely on vegetables bought from a grocery store. I think about one small teaspoon of Green Zone is less expensive than a truckload of vegetables you would need to juice to get the same nutrient value. Scientists have strongly stated that you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. So think about the cost of 10 tomatoes, maybe about $4 or $5. But you would also need to consider all those green vegetables, which would be another $4 or $5, to get the same nutrient value that one teaspoonful of Green Zone gives you. And there's about 70 teaspoons of Green Zone in a container of Green Zone, and that costs about 70 cents a teaspoon. I hope you get this picture. Number three, vegetable juicing takes a lot of work and a lot of time. Smoothies take 3 minutes to make. I recall how Bob was able to overcome his late stages of esophagus cancer by drinking 6 smoothies a day, and that was way back in 2003. I heard Joan's story of her husband's cancer that was so serious he was sent to respite. And this is when Joan took to giving him smoothies, as many as he would have a day. And within 3 weeks, her husband was able to walk out of respite, even in late stages of cancer. There was enough energy in those smoothies to give that immune system enough power for Joan's husband to overcome cancer. The next thing I want to stress is cleansing the blood. This is where the oral chelation program comes in. And I would like to take a minute to relate Lawrence Smith's story. I had Lawrence Smith on my teleconference call a couple of years ago. And so I am going to read his story to you. Today, Lawrence Smith is a professional herbalist and a national speaker. He's the owner of a health food store and a nutritional consulting practice in Boise. He has worked with clients for about 25 years. Because of his own experience and his success working with clients, he has been presenting the Natural Health Seminar for the past 8 years. He artfully combines an engaging, humorous format with his fast-paced, highly informative presentation. And here's his story. Early in 1984, I was a wreck looking for a place to happen. I had been taking Mylanta and Maalox by the gallon. I was pushing myself, working 14 hours or more a day. I ate pizza, fried chicken, and my other fast foods that looked so good to me. I was not sleeping well and getting up several times a night. I had no energy and had to force myself to go on each day. Then, in December 1984, my body said enough. And I found myself in the emergency room with a heart attack, not knowing whether I would live or die. In addition, something in the process caused me to lose most of my eyesight. I was scared and I didn't know what to do. I had to give up driving and I lost the business and our home. My cholesterol was high. My triglycerides were high. And the good cholesterol levels were very low. Time to change how. So for the next 5 years, I fought a battle with my lifestyle. I was on lots of medications, and my wife and I tried everything, and nothing seemed to work. In October 1989, I found someone to talk with and give me some direction. As I added in quality supplements, I really began to feel better and do better. 3 months later, my cholesterol dropped below 200. Within 1 year, I was taking no medication at all. My digestive problems were gone. I slept through the night and woke up with more energy than I had in years. My cholesterol had dropped to 187. My triglycerides went from 576 to 75. My HDL went from a low 22 to 59. I had also lost a solid 30 pounds. During the next few years, I managed a total health facility with a health food store, medical clinic, and full exercise facility. As manager of the club, I continually saw people who exercise regularly but could not lower their body fat percentage. It seemed that the low-fat, high-carbohydrate diets that they were following were not working. In the past 25 years, I have continued my education by reading, studying, attending training, seminars, workshops, to learn all that I could about natural health. So what did Lawrence Smith do that helped him overcome his heart disease, his high cholesterol levels, his triglycerides, and losing 30 pounds? He did the oral chelation program from Nature Sunshine. Twice a day he took MSD, and on the state side it's called MegaCal, 4 to 6 tablets a day, super oil, and an ounce of mineral chi tonic 2 or 3 times a day. And within 1 year, he was able to wean off all of his medications. What is MSD or MegaCal? It's a meticulously quality-controlled tablet containing vitamins, minerals, amino acids, bovines, and herbs, synergistically put together by a very skilled biochemist whose name is Dr. McCausland. This designer product not only cleans the arteries, but it heals the arteries and restores the arteries to their natural state of health. Once the arteries are healed, then the cholesterol that the liver made to patch up those damaged arteries is cleaned up, as well as it is no longer useful and needed. Now, what do you do when the doctor tells you that your cholesterol is high? You get statin drugs, not to clean out the arteries, not to heal the arteries, but the statin drugs strip the cholesterol off the artery walls. This is the most dangerous act against nature. As you can see, removing the cholesterol that is there to patch a weak artery wall is asking for the artery to burst. If that is not bad enough, then you also have the statin drug stealing your store of coenzyme Q10, the consequence of which could be a heart attack. Now, Carol Nelson strongly stated that everyone over 40 years of age these days needs to be taking MC, as our arteries are constantly bombarded with masses of waste debris daily, and bit by bit, they shred our artery wall by the lectins, the phytates, gliadins we find in grains, by candida yeast, foreign proteins, heavy metals, vaccines, and drug residues, and so on. Carol told a story in her call about a husband who was not interested in natural remedies. When he died of a blood clot and a stroke, the autopsy showed that his arteries were shredded. the question that Carol put forth is this. Put yourself in your shoes 1 year from now. What will your health look like? You can all prevent a heart attack, a stroke, a blood clot, and shredded arteries by doing the oral chelation program. And how do we do it? Take MC tablets, working up to taking 6 tablets twice a day, depending on your weight and your size. Take Chinese mineral chi tonic, about 3 ounces a day. And coenzyme Q10, which is Dr. Judy's CoQ10 from Nature Sunshine, and add combination K if there is edema, and add capsicum for better blood flow. And this is what Carol said, quote, "Here is the trap that many people fall into by not heeding to nature. A man in his 60s tried MC, and after using it for 1 month said that he would not take it anymore because it wasn't doing him any good. However, what he did not acknowledge was that he did not have to get up to go to the bathroom at night after using MC for 1 month. His prostate started to work better, the swelling went down, and the bathroom trips subsided. So he went off MC. The consequence was that the prostate began to swell. He was then diagnosed with surgery, which led to surgery, which led to a serious hospital infection, which led to isolation for 3 weeks, which led to the use of massive antibiotics, which led to an intestinal tract infection, which led to diapers, which led to diabetes, and that resulted in a brain tumor. The result is that he died. Yet all of this could have been prevented if he had stayed on MC. I say this is a trap that many people with cancer fall into. They quit. They think there is a magic bullet. Today it's marijuana. Yesterday it was something else. And I have now witnessed many people who have taken medical marijuana for cancer and it did not work. Why? Because in cancer we need to address 5 pillars, not just one. I want to now move into understanding and defining cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens because there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, there is an injury. How do I know there's an injury? Because cells replicate in cancer. Cells replicate to repair the injury. Cells in our bodies don't just randomly replicate. Number 2, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless the required nutrients are in place. Number 3, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication simply cannot take place. For number 4, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that causes that inflammation. And number 5, that toxic debris accumulation has now led to a fungal infection. And the fungal DNA has integrated into the stem cell line of those skin cells, and the end result is cancer. Let's just find out where injuries could come from. Very briefly, an injury could come from falls, accidents, blows, crushing, fracture. An injury could come from a trapped blood clot, exploratory surgeries. an infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can cause an injury to the urethra, or a gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breast. Biopsies, radiation, chemotherapy all cause injuries. Sunburn can cause injury. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Certain drugs cause gut permeability, leading to leaky gut syndrome that injures the stomach walls. Lectins found in all present-day grains poke holes in the gut membrane and cause leaky gut injuries. Toxic debris can invite viruses that can injure the cervix, for instance. A toxic debris can invite infections, like as in hepatitis. Nutritional deficiencies can cause injuries. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, has a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where scientists analyzed food values of different foods and repeated analysis of foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And these are the scientists that said you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. They said broccoli, for instance, had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. And there's a whole list of foods with alarming range of difference in nutrient value. This is scary stuff. We don't have enough nutrition in our body. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She said parasites cause the injury in every cancer case. And that makes sense to me. When there's an overload of toxic debris, it would definitely invite parasites to reside there. There were doctors that also said that the cancer injury started from yeast infection, also known as candida. Candida is known to poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It escapes into the bloodstream. It is also known to produce xenoestrogens. Those xenoestrogens are fodder for cancer. Those xenoestrogens also destroy the function of the thyroid. And the thyroid is responsible for metabolism. And the thyroid is responsible for iodine sources, which are essential for radiation absorption, thereby preventing harm from radiation. The xenoestrogens from candida also scramble up the hormones. They're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and so on. The false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production and thereby weaken inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. Antibiotics are a drug that feeds candida. Sugar feeds candida. Starches convert to sugars and feed candida. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. She said that in the 1957. And she reported her findings to her colleagues and warned society if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Think about sugar and how it contributes to an injury. If it robs enough calcium and minerals from your teeth, what do you think it does to the internal organs of your body? Toxic heavy metals, chemicals, and mercury from teeth and vaccinations, they all get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy, leading to inflammation, slowing down blood circulation. Breathing in of toxic fumes can also cause the xenoestrogen levels to rise. Or the cancer injury could come from strong emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, which all causes an overload of toxic acids. So there's one thing we need to come to understand here is that cancer starts from an injury. We know there's cell replication happening, and that injury requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal the injury. So what happens when there is an injury? The brain sets up a current of injury, which is a message to the injured area, and in that injured area, that message sets up an ionic field or an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. And the purpose of the stem cells is cell replication, to replicate cells to heal that injury. And in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they require building blocks, minerals, amino acids, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication take place, and these healthy cells can then repair the injury. Once the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest. The current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. However, when one of these building blocks is missing, when minerals are missing, then you can start to see that healthy cell replication cannot take place. And that means that current of injury continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury. And that body needs minerals and essential nutrients for this to happen. I want to now move into explaining inflammation and elimination. Inflammation, in my mind, starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, acids from strong emotions and stress poke holes in the gut membrane. They then escape into the bloodstream. I've also mentioned lectins that are toxic anti-nutrients found in all present-day grains. They poke holes in the gut membrane. They get into the bloodstream. Now that there's holes in the gut, then undigested food particles start escaping, or food particles escape through the holes, get into the bloodstream before the food can be readily digested. So now the blood is loaded with residues of toxic debris that makes the blood sticky and heavy. And this puts a stressful impact on the walls of the blood vessels through which blood flows. That creates the little tiny holes in the blood vessels to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, undigested food particles, and heavy metals to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissue. The blood also has blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport oxygen, nutrients, and water to all the cells and tissues, and these blood plasma proteins now leak out through the blood vessels. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water, and you now have an accumulation of blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these various toxins that causes a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation. Now remember, the body is miraculous. It has a lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavian valves, which are adjacent to the neck. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, Well, take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through the natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But start to imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system when it becomes overloaded by debris from drugs, toxic emotions, mercury fillings, heavy metals from vaccines and flu shots, toxic chemical, free radicals, and so on. Pretty soon it starts to malfunction. And there now begins to be a pool of all these toxins and trapped blood plasma proteins, where now there is a chronic inflammation, which means essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And this is the work of Dr. Otto Warburg, who received a Nobel Prize in 1931 when he said that when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If in that injured area there is also a good amount of sugar, then fungus, viruses, parasites become active, and these fungal DNA proteins integrate into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, thereby causing a genetic defect of the human cells as they replicate. So we come to understand that genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer, in my mind, is not a genetic illness. It happens because the fungal DNA in a low oxygen environment has integrated into the stem cell line and has mutated those cells. So as a result of that, we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injured membrane. And this continuous replication of mutated cells is what we call cancer. So if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control replication growth of cells that happen for the purpose of repairing an injury, but cannot repair an injury due to a lack of oxygen and due to a nutritional deficiency, and a fungal infection happens, then we can prevent cancer from happening, or we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do to prevent cancer? What do we do to overcome it if we're diagnosed with cancer? Stop feeding the cancer. This is where we eliminate sugar, yeast products, starches, grains, fruit juice, alcohol, anything that's sugary. We just don't have it. The next thing we want to do is stop the current of injury. We need to repair. We need to provide the stem cells the nutrients they need. So we need to eat the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, and all those meat products, and all the vegetables. And we can have some nuts and some berries. But on top of that, we must have 2 to 3 smoothies a day with Chinese mineral chi tonic for the missing trace minerals and tonic herbs. Flax hull lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens that the candida produces. So we have some flax lignans. Collatrem Plus is collagen powder. And candida destroys the production of collagen. So we put in Collatrem Plus. We can have some Zambrosa, which is an antioxidant beverage, which binds toxic free radicals that steal oxygen. And we put something green, like Green Zone or spirulina or chlorophyll. We can add some solstice energy with Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana. And add water and ice, and it tastes delicious, and you don't have to do any juicing. Then we want to do a super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can readily move in and toxins can move out. And we want to address the sources of the inflammation. And this sometimes this is where a consultation with me comes in, because it's difficult for you to kind of figure out where the poison is coming from that is causing the inflammation in your body. But to address inflammation, we use colostrum on an empty stomach that gets into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins. We use Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach that goes into the bloodstream to digest and clean up undigested food particles and undigested foreign protein particles. I love Cascaw combination, which opens up the lymphatic system so that the toxins can readily move out through the natural elimination channels. Then we want to activate the elimination channels. We either use a herbal combination for the bowel or herbal combination for the liver, something for the kidneys, or we can just use that combination we have in Canada called Body Detox, which helps the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver to detoxify toxic waste debris. Then we talked about oral chelation, so using MC to clean out heavy metals, the lead, the iron, the mercury, the toxic silver, the metabolic waste, the toxic triglycerides, and that in itself increases oxygen flow. When that blood is cleaned out, the blood circulation increases and the body temperature goes up. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And we want to address cancer infection. We can do this by using silver, which is antifungal. We can use PAPA. That this was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for over 20 years. And he found PAPA to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. PAPA inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. PAPA cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry the sugar to the cancer cells. PAPA stops the sugar from getting to the cancer cells. PAPA destroys fungal cells, gets right into the cancer cells, and causes apoptosis. We want to also increase stem cell production, and this we do by using astragalus. Astragalus herb is found in cat's claw. It's found in mineral chi tonic. And silver also is known to increase stem cell production. So to discover the success stories of people or that were related to me from people who have used the program, PAPA program, successfully, you can go to my website, www.donnaroth.com, or you could purchase a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. We have many people who have overcome their cancers using the five pillars, or addressing the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So with this, I am going to turn the recording off and we can open up to questions. Just give me a second.